This is a production of Memorycare Media, a ministry of TWR. It's copyrighted and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. Today I'm starting a new four-part series on how to thrive on short-term overseas assignments. What are short-term overseas assignments? Well, for me, they are trips from 1 week to 3 months, where a group of people go overseas to do and learn things. In this series, I want to focus on the mutuality of the whole process. There's a lot of giving and receiving in the give and take of this. My wisdom theme, if you will, comes from my friend Paul and his letter to some friends in the city of Galatia, the first chapter, and in the first five verses. These talk about the reciprocity of burden-bearing. We are encouraged to bear one another's burdens, and then a bit later to have each of us carry our own load. Now, that seems a little bit contradictory, but not necessarily, because I think the point of all of this for me is that there are certain things that others can help us with, and certain things we need to manage ourselves. What does this have to do with working short terms overseas? Well, a lot, in my opinion. If you enter a cross-cultural experience only planning on giving or doing something, you will miss fully one half of the joy. You will have time, work, skill, and wisdom to give. But if you allow this to be two ways, in other words, if you allow to be received, you will receive much the same. You will discover ways people have managed things without you, both before and after you leave. That can be very, for me, informative, and I will learn a lot. You will discover how people relate, grow, and develop without your worldview in mind. That can be very helpful in continuing your own development. It will stretch you and may even cause you some pain or discomfort. You will experience a whole lot of feelings in new ways and how to figure out how to grow from then on. How exciting! At least it is exciting for me, because I think as I look back when I spend time overseas like that or in new cross-cultural contexts or whatever have you, I get this really, in many ways for me now, delightful feeling of, aha, I'm learning a lot more about me in terms of discovering how I behave in ways that are unfamiliar. So as you get ready to go, here are three questions to think about. The first question is, how do you think you'll do? That's a question that we all probably wonder. Some of us, we struggle with, well, will I fail? Will I be stupid? Will I look stupid? Will I make mistakes? Will I hurt something or somebody? Will I not be a good representative of my organization? Those are all really good questions and probably not questions that we want to dwell on, but I think they're questions that we need to ask because that develops in us a new sense of vigilance or watching about how to avoid some of that or how to learn so that you don't make that mistake again. Part of question one is also, who can help you with this? I've talked in other series, and I might want to refer you to those, about developing surrogate family members in this context, how you can find local people who are interested in you and who will help you avoid some of the more obvious mistakes that newcomers or outsiders make. Question two, how do you think they will accept you as you try to help them? It's a very difficult question. We always think, well, maybe not always, but pretty much, that people are just waiting to take what we have to offer. And they're just wanting to grow with us. They're sitting around waiting and saying to themselves, boy, I'm so confused. I wish outsiders would come by and tell us how to behave and how to think and how to live and how to feel. The problem is that the world pretty much goes on without you, and the fact that you show up doesn't necessarily change a whole lot of things. People are naturally skeptical. People are naturally cautious. Even though they may smile and welcome you in for a soft drink or a meal, they're still very cautious, And you're not going to be able to necessarily march right in and do all kinds of outrageous or influential things. So that's a very deep question. Question number three. What do you want them to remember about your time with them? This is a very difficult question as well. When I go into a new situation, I think a lot about how to end my start. I sort of enter with the end in mind. Now, that's kind of a little bit backwards to some people, but for me, it kind of helps me figure out what I want to do. What do I want them to say after I leave? Well, I want them to say he was a funny guy and we laughed a lot. Well, that usually happens with me, but that's not necessarily what my major purpose is going to be. So if I don't want them to just think of that as funny and laugh, but I want them to think about, well, he had some interesting ideas and I want to look more at some of his ideas. He had some interesting techniques about life and I want to try those out. That says to me that they perceived me as being somewhat influential. So from that perspective, I want to be moving more towards that. Now, if that's what I want the end to be, then that probably means that it's going to be a different beginning than it would have been otherwise. If I just want them to laugh with me, or I want to laugh with them and have a good time, then I can just kind of bounce in there and smile a lot and ask questions and be and make comments or do funny things and try and find out what's going on with them. But if I want them to be thinking about what I said, and if I want them to be wanting to try out some of my ideas or techniques, for me, that means that I got to go in a little bit more carefully. I've got to go in a little bit more quietly. I've got to take off some of my North American outgoingness and replace it with a little bit more of listening. I've got to take off, I've got to question, but I really need to listen. So I've got to pay attention to what they're having to say, because that's what it's all about. It's all about them. It's not about me. It's about them. It's about what I can do to have them remember what it was we did, what it was we talked about, and to want to follow up. Well, there's a few ideas about some of the reciprocity. I think it's important as you go into any assignment that you realize that you're going to get a lot and you're going to learn a lot and you're going to feel a lot. And you need to be open to that, because that can produce new knowledge, skills, and insights in you that you weren't necessarily aware of. You're not going to be able to legislate your own growth, but there will be new things that you'll learn about. And the other side of that is that you will be able to build relationships that are more two-way, that are more complementary, that are more mutual. And I think that will get your ideas across in a deeper and more effective way. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to this Member Care Media presentation. We hope you found it helpful. Please explore the many other topics on this website. We invite your comments and your suggestions. This feature may not be reproduced without written permission.